The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Everton Lyon encounter in the Europa League with former Blues defender John Bailey. Morning to you, John.
Morning.
Right, it's a biggie, isn't it, for Everton tonight?
Well, as you've just said on the radio, it's a must win. You know, looking at the league table there in Europe, doesn't look too good, so it's definitely a must win tonight.
It's been a struggle this season, hasn't it? And yesterday, obviously, Ronald Koeman's going to ask a lot of questions about the amount of pressure that's on him. And he admitted, I may be in a crisis. How much of a crisis is he in?
Well, everyone, he's gone over the top a little bit. It's too early to say. These next couple of games are going to be a tricky period for him. A telling period. There just seems to be no confidence there. The players he's brought in just don't seem to have come up to the base. And they don't forget, these are not young. These are played in the Premier League, some of these players here that he's brought. And they're very experienced players, but they just seem to haven't gelled. You know, it takes time to gel players. We knew that in the 80s, early days in the 80s, when Adrian Heath came, Graeme Sharp, but it took them time to settle in. So maybe it's just a matter of being patient.
Of course, the expectation is, John, that you spend £150 million and you're spending money on players who straight away know what they're doing.
Well, that's what my point I've just made. You know, you've got Williams came in, very experienced international. Kevin Ratcliffe backed him in the paper last week. He's been very disappointing for me personally. And the other one we got in midfield as well, they just, as I said, they haven't produced it. They look frightened, I don't know. Could be Goodison Park, could be the Everton fans, I don't know, but they just haven't produced.
You have to say at the moment, I don't know how many Evertonians you talk to about it,
but
there's a significant sort of weight of pressure on Ronald in the sense that it doesn't feel like he's got the full backing of fans at the moment.
No, I go to all the old matches. I was with Peter Reid last week. He made a few comments about the situation. His main point was, he knew he was going to lose Lukaku. So his main objective, he should have got a player and a goal scorer, and he didn't do it. So that's put a bit of a pressure on. You know, you can't... Evertonians are the best in your country. They knowledge of football. And they know, if you're not putting a shift in and you see players who just don't seem to be having a go, putting the foot in, they'll soon let you know. And that's starting to creep into the atmosphere now. It could have seen like I sit in the park end now. I'm a supporter, and I can see the air feeling, air detention.
Can you see any identity to the football that's being played? Can you see what the plan is going forward?
I don't. To be honest with you, I could be old-fashioned, but I always say I sit with Derek Temple in the stand. Great Everton player, great winger. Ronnie Goodless, great winger. Why did he play with this system? They're all trying to play like Barcelona. I call it five-a-side football. And the fans get frustrated. They're keeping the ball in their own half. They're passing sideways. They're passing backways. The goalkeeper gets it. In my day, we had Sheeds. We had wingers, Trevor Stephen. We had people up front. Fandy Gray, Sharpie, Bob Lashford played today. To be wondering when they're going to put the ball in the box. You know, and I keep stressing this all the time. Why, Peter Reid, I said, why can't they go back to when we could be old-fashioned? I know it's a different ball game now. But why? What's wrong with changing the system and get wide players in it? You know, we've got young players there in that under 21 squad. I know they're not registered, some of them, to play in Europe tonight, but they've got to start giving these kids a chance sometimes.
I don't think wide players are fashionable right across the Premier League anymore, do they? Football seems to have changed.
But it has, don't forget, these are multi-millionaire footballers now. And you see some of them, and some of them don't break sweat, from my days, the 80s and that. And these fans pay a lot of money to come in, the Everton fans, the best fans in the world. And once they say, if you're not trying, they'll soon let you know. And unfortunately, it's starting to creep in, and you can sense it amongst the crowd.
John, can Kevin Morales do a job? He seems to have been out of favour this season. Is he a link that Koeman can use?
He can, because of his pace. And he's the only one with the pace. I mean, you can't play Wayne up front all the time. Wayne, he drops, he hardly gives the ball away when he drops into midfield. He's a great passer of a ball. His brain is there. But every time we see Morales come on, it causes problems. And, you know, that's what you've got to do. We don't seem to cause anyone any problems. You know, we used to have Bainsey, and Bainsey's not getting forward as much as he could do now. And so that's took another thing away from us. You know, you don't see him bombing forward as much as he used to, because he used to be one of our best attackers and best crossers of the ball.
Everton need a massive turnaround.
Yep.
So, of course, you could look back to 84, couldn't you? And the Stoke game and the talk by Howard Kendall and everything that went there and then. But is there any similarities of anything like that happening?
Well, I hope so. I hope so for Everton's point of view and the supporters. I remember it very well. And I remember sitting in the stand at Oxford that I'd done my hamstring when Adrian Heath went away and scored. And from that moment, we never looked back. And from Kendall out, it was trophies.
Which was the point to you? Was it the Oxford game or the Stoke game?
Well, it was both of them, really. You know what I mean? When he opened the window, I played in that game. He just said, I don't need to talk to you. Listen to them fans out there. And that's what it's all about, you know. If the Everton supporters see you trying, they won't boo you. If you put a shift in, you give it 100%. And there's no better supporters when you're winning. I've experienced it at Goodison, no better place atmosphere. It's all about confidence. You've got to get them that win, back-to-back wins, and you're up in the top 10, no problem. But it's getting them wins, isn't it?
And how concerned are you about staying in Europe, John? Have you looked at it? Is it an important part of the season for you?
Well, it is. I mean, it's games, isn't it? It's a trophy and it's experience, you know, for a lot of the players to play around Europe. You know, it's a great place to get experience. But, you know, Liverpool were bottom of the league. Look at they've gone away and won 7-0. So we've got to get a result definitely tonight. Otherwise, we could be out, yes.
Well, it's a strange one, isn't it? You're bottom at the moment in Group E. Atalanta top with 4 points, but Everton bottom with a point. So everything can be changed with one win.
Of course, that's what it's all about. It's getting that win, though, isn't it? You know, we've been falling behind with goals. We could have won in the last few minutes on Saturday, unfortunately, you know, he stuck the ball wide and whatever, or the keeper saved it. And that's it. Once you get that bit of luck and you get the squad gets the confidence, you know, we used to come in every morning, couldn't wait to train, couldn't wait for the next game because we knew no one was going to beat us. And that's what it is, it's confidence. But it just looks like there's no confidence there at all.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.